following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on River 92.7 is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, LiveNet Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Peer Governor Basketball.
Before the holidays, there was plenty of good cheer for the Peer Governors. Four wins to begin the season, but since 2022 came about, it's been tough. Lincoln came here, really did a number on the Governors. So did Washington. That tough loss in winter where the Governors had the early big lead and then a good Mitchell team coming here last Thursday. All those four losses in 1 week's time, the Governors have needed, frankly, a little break. You love to play, but you need to work on things, and the Governors have been able to do that, and they're back at home for the first back-to-back nights of action. Tonight, the Peer Governors will try to stop their four-game losing streak as they host a team looking to put things together and looking to win for the first time this season. The Douglas Patriots were here at the Riggs High Gym. Hi, everyone. I'm David Burrell. Thank you for joining us. Our studio coordinator is Heather Williams, and the folks taking care of the video tonight, too. Don't forget, you can watch it at the River 92.7 page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Now, these losses have gotten to be frustrating for this Governor team, including the oddity last Thursday night of the 69-54 loss. Really good Mitchell team with a great play inside from Caden Hinker, who had 35 that night. But it was a night where the Governors took, and we'll refer to this later on when we hear with head coach Brianna Kuzler, how many more shots the Governors took than Mitchell last night? Well, it's a matter of really settling the game down, not slowing it down completely, but playing a little bit more control, not maybe taking the first shot they see. But Brianna Kuzler still has plenty of faith in her Governors. It's a young team, but a team with a lot of talent. But still, here is how you learn. And the Governors have had a chance to work on things before these back-to-back games tonight against a couple of teams, and tomorrow night against the teams that have really struggled. Douglas, as we say, is 0-6. The Patriots, Travis Miller, you'll hear from him in a bit. They're just trying to put some things together. Brandon Valley, who beat this Douglas team last Thursday, will come in here tomorrow night with a record of 2-4. A little unusual to see the Lynx boys struggling that. So maybe a chance for the Governors to turn things around, and another one at home comes Tuesday with a pretty good Aberdeen Central team. This is the Becky Ponceva State Farm pregame show. Becky Ponceva State Farm Insurance in Pierre and Gregory, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Glad you are with us, and plenty to do, including, we'll take a look around AA basketball. We'll let you know where the Governors and these Douglas Patriots stand, our keys to success, starting lineups, and the law on the court on the way. But before we go any further this evening, I have news that you may already know about, and if you're not, I break it to you with the greatest regret, as Peer Governor Athletics has lost one of its biggest supporters and one of its biggest fans. Greg Dean passed away yesterday. A lot of you knew Greg. He passed away suddenly yesterday. Very important in this state is rural broadband access, and for many years, of course, Greg acted as a lobbyist for the South Dakota Telecommunications Association. It was very important in making sure rural broadband access happened. But Dean was a fixture around here, of course, had children that played sports for the Governors, and did, of course, did some radio work, too. I met him one time, that's all I did, but a very nice man, and everyone I've talked to today said you couldn't say an unkind word about Greg Dean. So our sincerest sympathies to Jill and the entire Dean family on the sudden, unexpected loss of a good guy, Greg Dean. More on our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame for the Riggs High Gym. We're back with you in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get 4 free oil changes with your 4-tire purchase, a $200 value. $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters. Only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at Beck-Motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Oakland, the voice of the Pierre Governors on River 92.7. You know, the men and women at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office know a great team when they see one. Long hours, hard work, determination. The Govs have it, and we're proud to support them. If you want to know more about our 361 team and how you can be a part of it, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff's tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office says, Go Govs!
We are in the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth here at the Riggs High Gym. I, like Brian, am hopeful for the day when this will be officially named the Rod Fisher Media Area. Should be. And Rod is doing very well, by the way, in retirement. Pierre Governors, the team he followed for so long, hosting the Douglas Patriots tonight. Let's look around AA boys basketball, and it's still the unbeaten and defending champion Roosevelt Rough Riders on top of the AAC point standings. They're 7-0 with O'Gorman at number 2. Sioux Falls, Washington is at 3. Then Harrisburg, 4. 4-3, but a lot of good opponents so far. Mitchell, whom the Governors lost to last Thursday, is 5th. And it's Aberdeen Central, Sioux Falls Lincoln, and Sioux Falls Jefferson. Yankton, number 9. The Governors are at 10th in the C point standings at the moment, with Rapid City Stevens 11th. Then it's Brandon Valley, Spearfish, Rapid City Central, Brookings, and Watertown. And the bottom three, remember, 16, make it to the Sodak 16. Huron is 17th. Sturgis is 18th. And this Douglas team that the Governors see tonight, the only winless team in AA basketball at 0-6, they are number 19. This is the only AA boys game tonight. On Tuesday evening, Sioux Falls Lincoln defeated Huron in Sioux Falls 68-44. O'Gorman went to Aberdeen and routed Central 67-37. Sioux Falls, Washington got by Marshall, Minnesota in Sioux Falls on Tuesday, 58-54. And Sioux Falls, Jefferson outlasted Yankton on Tuesday. That final was 66-61. The action tomorrow night, we mentioned the Governors will host Brandon Valley here tomorrow evening. Sioux Falls, Roosevelt will try to stay unbeaten at home when they meet Yankton. Jefferson hosting Harrisburg, and that should be a good one. Lincoln at home to O'Gorman. And, boy, the Knights are strong, but we saw how good Lincoln can be. It'll be Spearfish at home to Huron. Sturgis will host Mitchell. Brookings at home to Rapid City Central tomorrow. And it'll be Watertown at home to Rapid City Stevens. Governor Girls with that victory on Tuesday night at Douglas, 55-14. Moved up one place in the C-point standings. They're at number 13. The Governor Girls tomorrow night will be in Brandon to take on that good Brandon Valley Lynx team. And that'll be on 1060 103.1. KGFX at 6:30 tomorrow evening. And of course, the Governor Boys in Brandon Valley here at the Riggs High Gym tomorrow evening at 6:30. Brian, I'll have that one for you on River 92.7. Brian is with Governor Wrestling tonight as they are having another ESD duel in Brandon against the Brandon Valley Lynx. That's just getting underway, and coverage of that is on 1060 103.1 KGFX, and see it at the KGFX page. And then after the basketball action tomorrow night, it is the East-West duels here and right here on River 92.7 at the Riggs High Gym on Saturday. Coverage will begin at 10:30 a.m. It's always a test of endurance. The Governors will have four duels that day against the teams from the West River. Sturgis, Spearfish, Rapid City Central, and Rapid City Stevens. Forgive me, I don't think that's the correct order. But anyway, that's the four teams the Governors will duel with. And again, coverage of that 10:30 on Saturday morning right here on River 92.7. So that's what's going on in basketball and wrestling. Oh, gotta talk about gymnastics too. Governor gymnast head to Rapid City this coming Saturday, and that'll be for the Gym-O-Rama. Becky Potts of the State Farm pregame before boys basketball action tonight at the Riggs High Gym with the Pier Governors hosting the Douglas Patriots. And in a moment, we'll begin our Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success with Douglas head coach Travis Miller. Back with him in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Governors, River 92.7. Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good. There's one place to watch Pier Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pier Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pier Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pier Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pier can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pier at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranky Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit rankygray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, tell everybody what you can do for him.
As a subprime specialist here at Gateway, I am specializing in credit of all types.
So if somebody has bad credit, you can help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have no credit, can you help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have any money down or not any money down or maybe just like a little bit of money down, can you still help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit Gateway Ford Toyota.
On the Becky Possible State Farm pregame show at the Riggside Gym, we begin our Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success, and we visit briefly with Travis Miller, the eighth-year head coach of the Douglas Patriots. Frustrating, I know, so far. You've seen some good things, I know, from your team. It's just a matter of putting it all together, right?
Yeah. They've been playing hard. They've been working hard. They have. We just have had trouble being able to get open to be able to score on offense, which everything's tougher when you can't score. When the ball goes through the basket, everything just gets easier. It's easier to play defense, easier to rebound. So hopefully we can make a couple shots tonight, and that'll kind of open things up for us a little bit and help us play a little bit harder on defense and get other things done.
You like to use a lot of guys. Is that a matter of making sure that everybody plays, finding the right combination? What's your process there?
It is a part of that, and it's also, honestly, that I think different guys on different nights, whoever's playing well is the ones that's going to play. And so sometimes when we're not playing very well, which honestly we haven't played well very much this year, then I'm trying to find that guy that's going to step up and get some minutes and just earn those minutes. And because that's what I tell them, try to play as hard as you can so I can't take you out of the game. And so I think we probably finished. I mean, we start kind of the same most games, but then a lot of times we're finishing different just depending on who's playing well that night.
Terrific start for Pierre. It's been a little rough for them the last few games. You know what talent they have. What's going to be the important things for you to try to slow the Governors down in their home building?
Honestly, I find Kindholz. I know he can get going in a hurry, especially in his gym. But he's not the only weapon. They got a lot of weapons. Obviously, we're giving up size pretty much at every single position, so we have to make sure that we make contact and rebound, get back on transition, not give anything easy, and then, again, take care of the basketball on our end and then knock down shots when we're open.
Travis Miller, the head coach of the Douglas Patriots. Good to see you again. Thank you for the time. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Coming up, our visit with Governor's head coach, Brianna Kuzler, and our Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success. Back with a coach in 30 after this from Central Dakota Eye Care on River 92.7.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Marceau of Central Dakota Eye Care. Yearly comprehensive eye exams are key in detecting eye conditions before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 to schedule an appointment. New patients always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in today's game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success continue at the Riggside Gym. We're with the Governor's head coach, Brianna Kuzler, a team that wants to play. But you said it at the end of the game last week. It's a lot to play four games in a week. And, that even for kids with a lot of energy, that could take a lot out of you.
Yeah, certainly, and especially coming off of a stretch where we had a lot of practices. You know, we were 4-0 going into that break, and maybe against some teams that didn't necessarily expose some of our areas of need of improvement. So it was good. I know nobody tries to lose by any means, but some losses right now in this season have been a positive for us, certainly. And there's, you win and you learn. And we learned a lot from those. Being able then to have a few days of practice here and getting back to really emphasizing ourselves and not feeling like we're always in the prep stages of the next game because we had one practice in between each game, which, that's how the season goes. It really is. With where Christmas and New Year's fell, it was hard to get games in. So we want to be playing, and that's a good thing right now. So getting back to ourselves this week was something that was really good after a little bit of rest, and we're ready to go.
You say a lot, and you're right. It's a young team. And I appreciate your candor. You realize, hey, you say, I've still got a lot to learn as a head coach, but you get a string of practices like that, that can help everybody in that factor.
Yep, it was good breakdown for a few days here, but we also talk about the necessity of translating those things now, regardless of who you play, whether it be us in practice once we get going live or it's in games. We have to start to do the things that we've broken down in practice and we've emphasized in practice and they've done well in practice, but when it's in a breakdown setting. Now we need to do it in a live setting. And you can see progress being made. We don't want to be peaking right now, but we want to be making positive progress. And I feel like the last few days have been really good positive progress.
And it didn't look like, even in the games that you've not lost, it looked like the shot selection for the most part still has been really pretty good. That hasn't been the issue, has it?
No, I think, and one thing we've talked about it is getting deeper in the shot clock at times. Against Mitchell last week, we actually took 17 more shots than they did. We lost by 15, and that's hard to sit with at times, but knowing that, I feel like we've got some good looks, but the difference in the game is the great looks. We want to have more great looks than just the okay good looks that we can maybe get pretty often. So that was something that we worked on a lot of, getting deeper into the shot clock and being able to play a little defense with our offense. And not always, certainly if we've got good looks early in the shot clock, we're not going to pass those up. But because that's part of our game is pushing the tempo, but getting back to being able to reverse the ball and break down defenses and force them to collapse and then kick out is something that's really important.
Douglas Patriots are here tonight. They really want to win. They've had a tough start to their season. There's talent on this team. They showed that in both of the games they played against Pierre a year ago. What are you expecting from this Douglas team tonight?
They play a lot of guys, so they'll be fresh. I anticipate them coming at us with a few different looks from a press, and they're going to have to do a lot of things to slow us down. They'll look to attack a lot on offense. They're pretty guard-oriented, not a ton of size inside, but they if you allow them to get going, they can get hot, certainly. And it's double-A basketball. Any given night, it's anybody's ball game. So everybody's got to be ready to go. And I feel like we really are.
Do you feel like, as one of your keys tonight, get the transition going? You know, you do want to slow it down when you can. But when that transition is there, want to take advantage of that?
Yes, and getting into our controlled motion, I guess, is what we call it. Now, we don't want them to become robotic by any means. But understanding that, if you don't necessarily have a pass, where is the next best pass, or where is the next best shot coming? And being able to find our mid-range game a lot. When we looked at the shot charts last week, it was a lot of at the rim and around the perimeter. So finding that balance of getting all over the floor is something with the athletes that we have, we feel like we need to really focus on.
Brianna Kuzlik, the head coach of the Pierre Governors, as her team tries to get back in the win column. Thank you for the time, Betson. We'll see you after the game.
Thank you.
And coming up, it's our starting lineups on the law and the court from the Riggs High Gym and the Becky Ponsma State Farm pregame. Back in 2 minutes on the official voice of the Pierre Governors, River 92.7.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you that snow means slow. Let's look at tonight's EnviroTech starting lineups. First, for the visiting Douglas Patriots, a short change, Travis Miller, three seasons. This is his 11th season as the head coach of the Patriots, former assistant at Rapid City Central. Connor Savage starts in the backcourt. Savage is a 6-foot senior. Tucker Harris, a 6'6 junior. There is the size they have in the post, but that's about it. Pierre matches up pretty well with them otherwise. Sawyer Bros, a 6'2 senior, also starts for the Patriots. Wyatt Pettijohn draws the start tonight, 6'3 senior. Dylan Shelsky not with the team. Unfortunately, a little bit of a tooth problem for him. And Austin Campbell, a 6-foot senior for the Douglas Patriots, who come in at 0-6. Tonight's EnviroTech Pierre Governor's starting lineup comes next after this, back after this from EnviroTech in 30 seconds here on River 92.7.
Been thinking about a remodel project or want to use the cold weather months to do a deep clean out of your basement? Or what about that guest room that now houses years and years worth of all those things that you thought you might use again someday? Well, EnviroTech to the rescue. Call EnviroTech at 224-4804 to take advantage of their winter roll-off special. Through February, save $100 off a 30-yard roll-off box. Call today and get those projects checked off your to-do list and save money in the process.
Pierre Governor EnviroTech starting lineup, same as it ever was, but it's not once in a lifetime. Matthew Hansen, the 6'4 senior, 9.3 points and 3.5 rebounds for Matthew. Lincoln Keenel's leading scorer on this team, 17.9 points a game, 6.5 rebounds. Governors would like to see him light it up. Jacob Mayer, the 5'11 junior, 3.8 points, 2.1 rebounds for the man on the point. The man inside, Jackson Edmund, 15.7.4 rebounds, good shot blocker with 12 this year. And Christian Bush, who's done some good work inside, the 6'4 junior at 6.3 points and 3.5 rebounds for first-year head coach Brianna Kuzler. Her assistants are Skip Kurse, Revan Kaiser, Lonnie Hyatt, and Daniel Traversy. Now, one more lineup to tell you about, and that's the Law on the Court, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, and we'll introduce the officials for tonight's game when we return to the Ricks High Gym in 30 seconds here on River 92.7.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1.
Eric Donat, Chuck Edson, Shane Gottlob, the officials tonight. Gottlob, of course, a pretty good football player in his day. First at Aberdeen Central and then South Dakota State, exchanging a greeting just a moment ago with the other Aberdeen Central alum in that conversation, Brianna Kuzler. Law on the Court, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. At the Riggs High Gym, pretty good crowd here, but come on over. There's room for you as the Governors try to break out of this losing streak. It's been over a month since they won. They would like to stop that tonight as they take on the Douglas Patriots. And that's the Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show. Pierre Governors, Douglas Patriots, boys basketball action coming up from the Riggs High Gym. We'll have it for you in 3 minutes on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates. The 2017 and 18 Pierre Governor football teams will go down as two of the finest Pierre has ever put on the field. Both squads made it to the state championship game under head coach Steve Steele, and both squads won. The Governors beating Harrisburg in 2017 and Huron in 2018. The 2017 and 18 Pierre Governor football teams, two of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment has been brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates of Pierre.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital. or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Oahe Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people, Oahe Federal Credit Union.
ComTech has your technology solution. Check out their showroom in Pierre, located conveniently behind Walmart, and see what you have been missing. There's a large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. They wish the Pierre Governors best of luck at ComTech. Come see what you have been missing.
Atmosphere and anticipation here at the Riggside Gym, but with a little bit of sadness. A moment of silence was observed a few moments ago in the memory of Greg Dean, who, as we mentioned, suddenly passed away yesterday. And there's a little bit of a void in this building tonight. And I know, especially when football season comes around next year, there certainly will be a Hollister Field with Greg Dean not there. We are just about ready for tonight's opening tip, and that's brought to you by ComTech. You've heard from those good folks. As the Governors try to turn this around and break out of this losing streak, they are wearing their green uniforms this evening, playing back-to-back nights. They decided to wear green tonight. I'm sure they'll be in the home white tomorrow. Governors with the emerald green uniforms, white numerals and letters in that black trim. So Douglas, in what normally would be their home uniforms, base white uniforms with blue numerals and letters in red trim. Douglas at 0-6, Pierre at 4-4. Pierre and Douglas played twice a year ago in a span of 8 days. On the 14th of January here at the Rickside Gym, it was Pierre winning 69-53 after falling behind. They were down a point at the half in that game, had a good second half. And then 8 days later on Box Elder, the Governors started well and held on for a 68-60 victory. Douglas last won a couple of years ago here at the Rickside Gym. That final was 62-55. I mentioned wrestling, and again, the Governors are underway with that duel in Brandon Valley, and they've won the first match and lead 3-0 early. That's on KGFX, and I think that's a good cue to remind you that tickets are now on sale through the Peer Athletic Office for State Wrestling. You can pre-order, and a reminder that these tournaments are for the entire tournament. These are not single-session tickets. These are for the full tournament, $50 for adults, $28 for student general admission, and they're on sale through midday Monday. If you have any questions, just call the office of Peer Athletic Director Brian Mosier. That number is 605-773-7361. That's 605-773-7361. Remember, you do have to dial all 10 numbers now. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM, Pier. The official voice of the Pier Governor. Slow the drive, arrive alive. So what will we see from the Governors tonight? You heard Brianna Kuzler saying, keep it controlled, again, don't put the freeze on it, but again, maybe something where they say, look, don't take the first shot we see. In fact, she put it as, if it's a good shot, good, but if it's a great shot, even better. And you hear coaches say, if you see a great shot, you can pass up a good shot. So we're ready. The teams are on the floor. It's Connor Savage, Tucker Paris, Sawyer Bros, Wyatt Pettijohn, and Austin Campbell for Douglas. For Pierre and Green, Matthew Hansen, Lincoln Keenholz, Jacob Mayer, Jackson Edmond, and Christian Bush. As you watch on the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com, Pierre will shoot at the basket to your right in this first half. Tucker Paris, the jump center, against Lincoln Keenholz. We hope you enjoy the action. Ball of the air. Keenholz easily wins the tip. Gives it back to Jacob Mayer, and here's the Governor's first possession. Bush on a high post. Pettijohn out there to guard him. Bounce right of the lane for a fallaway 16-footer off the back of the rim by Edmond, but Christian Bush has the offensive rebound, knocked out of bounds on a pass intended for Edmond by Douglas. Pierre with the second chance on their first possession. 16 seconds gone in this game. Mayer quarter court right wing, hands it to Matthew Hansen. Up top for Edmond. Lob in the lane for Bush. Turn around, left lane line from seven. Missed everything. Connor Savage with a rebound for Douglas, and the Patriots have it for the first time. So the Governors all of two on their first possession. Savage guarded by Jacob Mayer. Handed to Pettijohn on the left wing again for Savage. Bounces it back to Austin Campbell as Douglas works. They've worked 20 off the shot clock already. Pass down low, little lob, but thrown over the rim by Tucker Paris. Matthew Hansen came with a rebound for Pierre. Front court, it's Keenholz. Floater in the lane from 10, and Lincoln has his first two. 2-0 Pierre. Keenholz at 18 a game, but a couple of struggles for him in the losing streak. Held to 9 in one of those games. Sawyer Bros, jumper in the lane. That's missing, and Jacob Mayer has the rebound for Pierre. Down floor coming the Governors again, but this pass knocked away. Good play by Paris. He really hustled to come back down the floor, or Edmond might have had a layup or maybe even a jam. Instead, it'll be Mayer to inbound. Basket to your right as you watch it, right baseline. Lob it for a 17-footer by Bush, and the old circle, he knocked it down, and Christian Bush has shown that he's a good outside shooter, and Pierre has the first four. 4-0 Governors, 6:40 in the first quarter of the Rickside Gym. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday evening. Pettijohn bringing on the right side for Savage for Douglas. Here in man as they usually are. Austin Campbell took steps. There's the first turnover of the game on Douglas. The only 38. You heard Travis Miller alert to the Lack of production, only 38 in the loss in Brandon to Brandon Valley. They've had other games. Their opener, they played Rapid City Christian pretty tough. But they're still looking for that first win. Keenel's out front. Open three, bottom. He took the pass from Matthew Hansen, and Lincoln's up to five, and it's 7-0 Pier at 6:10 in the first. We've seen teams double Keenholes lately. They didn't do it there. Douglas did not. Pettijohn, left wing, jumper by Campbell. His three is good for the answer. Austin Campbell puts Douglas on the board, 7-3, Pier at 5:55 in the first. Edmund, all bad pass, was defended well, and it's taken away by Wyatt to Pettijohn. Pier's first turnover. Campbell on the left wing for Douglas, trying to spin past Hansen. Now past Bush. Bounce it on the right wing. A Savage three is coming, and he's good. Connor Savage has Douglas' second made three, six in a row quickly for the Patriots. A 7-0 lead is now 7-6. Hansen, however, answers with a left wing three for the Govs. Matthew Hansen makes it 10-6, 5:22 in the first quarter. The Governors are 4-6. Douglas 2-4. Both teams shooting well at the start. Throws for Douglas. Good job to find Paris in the lane. Now right wing outside the arc, Campbell. Down to 15 on that shot clock again is Douglas deliberately trying to looking for their best opportunity too. Savage in the lane, a runner from nine. That misses. Christian Bush the rebound for Pierre. Transition game comes Keenholes. A driving layup is missing. Battle for that rebound is on the floor. Where is it going to be? A held ball? It is, and the arrow will give it to Douglas. Keenel's a little bit off balance and not being able to reach the rebound in time was Jackson Edmond. Landon Cast, C-A-S-T, has come into the game. Here is a bounce cast with the ball, left wing. It's Savage. Another three for him, made one a moment ago. That one is short and knocked out of bounds by Douglas. First three they've missed after they hit their first two. Cast came in for Wyatt Pettijohn. 10-6 Pier, 4:26 first quarter. Governors of the basketball. Bucket to your right. Keyholes using an Edmund screen. Backs out above the arc. Shoots a left wing three that misses. Bush with the offensive board on the high post. Good dish down low. Edmund for a Hansen layup. Bush kept it going with a rebound and then set up well by Hansen. 12-6 Pier at 4:05 in the first. Bad pass taken away. Matthew Hansen down floor. Keenels beats everybody down. Ooh, he got upended. He's up and all right, but Bros got all he could. Sawyer Bros did with that foul. That's the first that's been called on either team at exactly the midway mark in the first quarter, and Lincoln will have a couple of free throws. Five at the start of this game for the second team All-State player a year ago. 12-6 Pier. First free throw coming for Lincoln. He's too long. Governor Basketball, River 92-7. Brought to you by Avera Orthopedics, Aventura, Dakota Storm Roofing, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Lariat Lanes, Bauman Lumber, Gateway Fort Lincoln Toyota, Kathy Sunshine Properties, and Fisher Rounds and Associates. Kate Kaiser, Ben Heisler, both in the Governor lineup. Christian Bush and Jacob Mayer to the bench. Of Brianna Kuzler. There is one more for Lincoln Keenels to try to make it a 7-point lead, and he's good. 13-6 here, midway through this first quarter. Jesse Hand, wearing one and white, if you're watching, has come in for Douglas. A steal by Hansen. 3-on-1 break. Left hand layup. He's good. Hansen turns the steal into points, and Matthews up to 7. 15-6. Pierce's longest lead is now 9. 3:43 in the first quarter. Hand being bothered there by Kaiser. Dump it on the right corner. This is Jesse Hand. Open for a three. Halfway down. Didn't stay down. And Edmund able to save the rebound inbounds. Tough break there for Jesse Hand. Down floor and a layup try. Keenel's left it short. Keisler is there to take it. Double team, and he's lost his dribble, but he brings it out front for a three by Edmund. That is too strong, but Keisler is there again. Ben hustling for another rebound. And now a foul on Douglas. Well, Keisler keeping that possession going as the foul here is called on Avon Stafford, another player just into the game for Douglas. and away from the ball. As the ball is inbounded, Pierre is called for an offensive foul. Kate Kaiser is called for a clear off. That is his first. In fact, it's the first Governor foul of the game and their second turnover. 3-12 in the first, Pierre 15, Douglas 6 at the ringside gym. Jesse Hand left it for Aben Stafford. Right wing, Connor Savage. Three's coming, short, right wing, right iron. Edmund the rebound. Down floor came to Ben Heisler. Left it back for Jackson Edmund. Down low, Heisler, a lot of contact, missed the shot, however. Rebounded by Jesse Hand for Douglas. Still looking for their first win. They're 0-6. They're down 9 here at 15-6. Connor Savage, right wing. This is Landon Cass. Drives, try to reverse. Under the rim, he missed it. Jackson Edmund with a rebound for Pierre. Down floor and a lot of contact. No foul on a miss by Kaiser, but following his Keenholz on the other side, on the right side of the block, and he hit it. He's now up to 8. 17-6, Pierre at 2:19 in the first. Governors by 11 is their longest lead. Steal. Taken away, Keenholz. Nobody behind him. Goes up, 2. Ended. Jam for Lincoln. Keenholz saw there was nobody behind him and said, watch me flush it. 19-6, Pierre at 2:03 in the first. Savage. Baseline right. Good. Two-handed runner from 9 feet right lane line. He's good. 5 for Savage, 19-8 for Pierre. Edmund on the other end for the Governors. Had it stripped out of his hand, but foul 2. Edmund will have free throws. Jackson will go to the line at 1:48. In the first quarter, the foul is on Connor Savage of Douglas. His first, the third team foul on the Patriots. Edmund. He's the one that's had a lot of dunks, but you know Lincoln can't. Boy, he threw that one down. Edmund hits the free throw here to make it 20-8. Here, a good first quarter. Reckon Kruger has come into the game for the Governors. Wyatt Pettijohn back in. Kruger, the 6'1 junior. Austin Campbell is also back in for Douglas along with Wyatt Pettijohn. One more for Edmund to make it a 13-point lead again, and he's good. And he comes out in favor of Christian Bush, of Jackson's first rest. 21-8 Pierre, 1:48 in the first quarter at the Riggs High Gym. As the Governors are off to a good start on this Thursday evening. 12 for Keenholz leading the way. Here's a pass knocked away, taken in by Kaiser. Keenholz with a spin in the lane. Now he's triple teamed. And it ends in a dual possession that will keep it with Pierre. As we say, that is what's been happening to Keenholz lately. All of a sudden, three guys around him. But head coach Travis Miller of Douglas wants a timeout. He's seen his team turn it over 5 times already. A 30-second Coca-Cola timeout with 90 seconds left in the first. 21-8, Pierre leads Douglas at the Riggside Gym. Back in 30 on the official voice of the Governor's River 92.7.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Here trying to shake this 3-4 game losing streak, starting while leading 21-8 over Douglas with 90 seconds left in the first quarter, and they started 50% shooting on 8 of 16. Douglas is 3 of 7. 13 matches the longest lead. Lob from Kaiser to Lincoln Keenholz, hounded here by Campbell, right baseline, fall away, 13 off the rim. Bush trying to reach that rebound, could not. Sawyer Bros has it instead for Douglas. Patriots. With a left-handed runner by Campbell in the lane. Tip no good. Brecken Kruger had the rebound come to him. Governors bring it down floor to Keenholz on the right side. Bounce in the lane. Bush turnaround from 12 too hard off the rim. Rebounded by Bros for Douglas. Under a minute left in the first quarter. 56 seconds. 21-8 Pierre. It's Douglas basketball. Campbell for Savage on the right wing. Another 3. This one's missing. Ben Heisler up there for another board. That's 3 for him in the first quarter. Keenholz stops, defended pretty well, so it doesn't take that 3. Instead, bounce right lane line to Bush. Back to Keno's again at 38 seconds, 13 more in game clock than shot clock. Kruger for Kaiser, left wing Bren Heisler. Kruger again, 18 to shoot, 30 in the quarter. Keen holds. Double team, finds an open Kruger. Right wing three, it's off the back iron and the rebound to Connor Savage. Some of them is going to be open if they double team him, but the shot from Brecken did not fall. 17 seconds, drive to the hole. Savage on the right block scores his third bucket and seventh point. 21-10 here at 11 seconds in the first quarter. Kruger across the timeline with the keyholes picked down to seven. Up, Brecken dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. And with 5.3 after Pierre's third turnover, Douglas will have it one last time in the opening quarter. As Jeff Zabel enters the game for the Governors, replacing Ben Heisler. Zabel, the 6'5 sophomore, 4.14 points and 4.3 rebounds a game off the bench. Douglas full court, 4 seconds, Campbell down the left alley, 3-2, Campbell left corner, a three on the way, and just short by Avon Stafford at the first quarter buzzer. At the end of one of the Riggs High Gym, Pier 21, Douglas 10, back in a minute with the second quarter on the official voice of Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Jackie Sire from Kathy Sunshine Properties. I understand that buying and selling property is a big deal. Interest rates are low and this is a great time to buy. Feel free to contact me or our office for any of your real estate needs. Our team has years of experience. We will be honest, sincere, and we will act with integrity. You can contact me at 280-5505. Jackie Sire of Kathy Sunshine Properties.
Good start in the first quarter for the Pier Governors, 21-10. They lead Douglas, 42% shooting, 8 of 19 for Pier 2 of 5 on threes. Douglas, 4 of 11, shooting overall, 2 of 6 on threes. Douglas with the arrow on the ball to start the second quarter. Austin Campbell, Connor Savage, Jesse Hand, Sawyer Bros, and Tucker Paris, the 5 on the 4 for Douglas as the second quarter begins. It is Savage shooting the basket to your left as you watch on the Patriots. River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Hand guarded by Kruger. Handed for Campbell, top of that left wing. He's being guarded by Jed Zabel. Left wing, here comes a three, and it's good for Bros. Third made three for Douglas. They're back with an eight at 21-13. That's Pierce Lee 30 seconds into the second quarter. Jacob Mayer back in the lineup for the Governors. Lincoln Keenels, Brecken Kruger, Christian Bush, and Jet Sable, the other Governors on the floor as the second quarter begins. Mayer ball above his head, still 18 to shoot for Pier. Kruger up top, bring it on the right wing to Zabel, bounce inside for Bush, through two defenders, one of them fouled him as the shot was just left short by Christian. But Christian's got that muscle that he can use to his advantage, and he did there to draw the foul on Douglas Jesse Hand, his first and the fourth team foul on the Patriots, and Bush will shoot two with 7:13 left in the half. He hit the first. Sports marketing partners helping bring you Governor Basketball and River 92.7 or Midco, all-around graphics. It's design build, First Dakota National Bank, Wegner Auto, and Oldinger Law Firm. Second free throw also good for Bush. He's up to four. 23-13 Pier. They're up 10. They have led by as many as 13. Just about a minute gone by in the second quarter. Three-quarter court pressure by Pier, but Bros is into the front court. Hand on the left wing for Austin Campbell. Corner open. Bros. Three's coming up. This one hit the side of the glass, and Brecken Kruger has the rebound for Pier. Keenholz on the left wing, using a pick by his cousin Kruger. Down low. Bush, right block, drive, scores. Great setup. Bush has six. 12-point lead for Pier now over Douglas. 25-13 at 6:37 in the first half. They worked that play really, really well. Savage, left wing. This is Campbell. He wants a three on that left side, but it's off the rim, and good position by Jacob Mayer on the rebound. Forced a foul from Bros. Mayer only at 5'11", but it's all about positioning and that sort of play. Bros' second foul is the 15th foul on Douglas. 6:26 in the first half. Sports marketing partners also include the South Dakota National Guard,
Kathy Sunshine Properties, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant and Comtech. Keenholz with his able screen, left lane line, a dish with that one-handed runner, did not fall. Running the rebound out, trying to, is Kruger. He did not come to it in time. It'll be Douglas Ball. Matthew Hansen back in for Pierre. And Landon Cast back in to replace Austin Campbell for Douglas. Brecken Kruger went into the bench when Hansen came into the game. Matthew has five. Lincoln Keenholz leading all scorers with 12. 25-13, Pierre over Douglas. Patriots, the visitors, with the ball at 6:02 in the first. Pierre playing back-to-back nights, so they're wearing green tonight. Douglas in white. Savage, right baseline, cut off, handed top of that wing for Jesse Hand, lost the ball, picked up Keenholz, 3-on-3, no numbers, Lincoln sees that and holds it up, 6 Douglas turnover, oh, great ball fake by Keenholz, drop step, then he missed the shot, got his own rebound, Hansen, however, left a three-pointer short, and Jesse Hand had the rebound for Douglas, then threw it too far and out of bounds. Great little crossover by Lincoln, but the shot didn't quite fall for him. Jackson Edmond comes back in for Christian Bush. Kate Kaiser is back in for Jet Zabel. So the five on the floor at this moment for Pierre are, with Lincoln Keenholz coming out of the lineup, Jacob Mayer, Ben Heisler just came back in also, along with Kate Kaiser, Jackson Edmond, and Matthew Hansen. Entry pass inside, knocked away, and Tucker Paris took it in for Douglas, who's down 12 to Pierre. 5:17 of the first half, 25-13. Nice drive to the rim. Right-handed scoop by Savage is good. This kid's got some good moves. He's up to 9. He can shoot from the outside, too. 25-15, Pierre. Kaiser up top to Mayer. Right foul line extended. Hansen for a great cut by Mayer, who scores the layup. Find that great shot. Brianna Kuzler said the Governors just did, and then Savage throws it out of bounds for Douglas on the other end. 27-15, Pierre. This is what the Governors have been wanting to see. This is what Brianna Kuzler and they, you know, have been working on in these four practices. Find those cuts on the block and bring that bounce pass to him. Right wing Hansen with an Edmond screen. 4:43 and a half. Pierre with the ball up 12. Edmond 16-footer off the rim. Rebound came to the man who was defending him, Tucker Paris. For Douglas. Hand with a pick by Paris. Up top for Savage. 4.5 minutes and a half. Bounce in the lane. Brose, does that? Yeah, he took a step. Pass was a little behind him and it forced Brose to travel. The ninth Douglas turnover. Even Stafford back in. And before play continues, head coach Brianna Kuzler appear once a 30-second Coca-Cola timeout. I'll get to my Diet Coke, too. 4:28 and a half. Here 27. Douglas 15. More for you in 30 seconds here on River 92.7.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gators Pizza, pasta, subs.
Midway second quarter at the Riggside Gym, just about midway. 4:28 remains. 27-15. Pierre leads Douglas, trying to stop their four-game losing streak. Don't forget, Brandon Valley is here tomorrow night, 6:30 again here on River 92.7. Brian will be back with you for that. He's watching Governor Wrestling in Brandon. Here is a jumper from the old circle off the rim by Hansen, and the rebound brought in by Jesse Hand. Pierre leading that duel, by the way, 6-0 over Brandon Valley early on. That's on KGFX. Cast. Left wing, a three by Stafford is good. Avon Stafford with his first three off the bench. The fourth made three for Douglas. Brings them to within 9. Here is a drive down the left block. Edmond trying to drive, cut off, but also fouled by Tucker Paris of Douglas. That's his first and the 16th foul. Edmond, who had a chance inside there, will have free throws. With 3:53 and a half, his first is too strong. As Lincoln Keenholz, after a brief rest, comes in for Ben Heisler. Governor Basketball, River 92.7, brought to you by Ferning Electric, Bank West, TMA, the May Adam Law Firm, Beck Motors, and
Dairy Queen. I've got a craving for a Blizzard all of a sudden. One more for Edmund. Looks again for his first point, averaging 15 a game. 27-17 Pierre. Free throw good. Make it 28-17 for the Governors at 3:53 in the first half on the Riggside Gym. Avon Stafford. Left wing for Jesse Hand for Douglas. Hand it now to Landon Cast on that side. Now a corner three from the left side is off the rim by Hand. And it's Jacob Mayer taking in the rebound, his second of this second quarter. Pass inside for a Mayer layup. They worked it back to Jacob. And he has his second bucket. 30-18 Pierre, 30-17, I should say, Pierre leads Douglas at 3:22 in the half. So that basket a moment ago for Stafford was a two and not a three. This matches Pierre's longest lead. So make it 30-17 for the Governors. My mistake. Stafford for Savage on the right wing. Steps back from the old circle. Took a nice give and go from Paris and then got hammered or not. Contact. They're just going to say it was a block and it's out of bounds. No foul. Huh. Instead, Douglas, well, inbound with eight in the shot clock. I believe it was Edmund, the leader in blocks on this team. Right wing three, Savage hit it. That is a three, and that's his second of the game. He's up to 12. 2:50 in the half as Edmund on the other end hits a three. You know he can do that. First field goal for Jackson, 33-20. Pierre at 2:42 in the first half. Savage bounced it for Hand. Dish down low from Cast to Paris. Edmund trying to get a hand on it. Oh, made him change the shot, and Edmund came up with a rebound. And he didn't have to block it that time. Right wing, Kate Kaiser up top. Edmund wanted that three again. Drives to the middle of the lane, but he took an extra step first. And he is still down now up. He's not hurt. He's just a little frustrated as he realized right away he took that extra step. He comes out in favor of Christian Busch. 2:22 and a half. Pierre 33, Douglas 20, as the Governors look for their first win since the 18th of December. They're 4-4. They were 4-0. Savage for Campbell on the right wing. Kruger guarding him. A lot of minutes here for Brecken in this first step. Down low, dish, reverse layup. Didn't fall for Hand. Keenholz, good job to save the rebound to Kruger. Flying out of bounds. Now Kruger glides into the front court. Oh, the way to the right pocket, breaks it in. One man break for Brecken Kruger for his first two. And now the Pierre lead, their longest at 15, 35-20, 150 and a half. Savage in big trouble, double team. Ball knocked away. Savage knows he's got to stop this and call timeout. He does for his head coach, Travis Miller. It's a 30-second Coca-Cola timeout, and that's what we'll take. 146 first half, Pierre by 15 over Douglas at 35-20. Back in 30 seconds on River 92.7.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Here in Gettysburg postgame, and I will include our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game. Douglas with it down 15 to Pierre, 142 and a half, 35-20. Double team cuts off Paris, but he finds Hand on the right side. Left wing a Savage three, nailed another one, and that is 15 for Savage. He has 15 of their 23s, hit three threes. 35-23 Pierre. Hansen is back in there, bounce it left of the lane for Christian Busch. Backs down on Pettijohn, who's returned to the game, but then the ball's thrown away. As Aben Stafford picked it up. Just the sixth turnover of the first half on Pierre. Savage wants another three, and he hit it again. Well, they might want to put a hand in his face. Connor Savage has hit four threes and has 18 points, keeping Douglas relatively close. 35-26 Pierre. Right now, 1 minute remaining in the first half. Hansen for the Govs, guarded by Savage. Kruger ball fake, handed. Swinging on the right side from Hansen to Lincoln Keenholz, uses a pick from Zabel, right baseline drive, left it short, lot of contact, no foul. He wanted it, Bush is able to follow and score, but Lincoln Keenholz still looking at the official saying, didn't you see him hack me? 39.5 in the half. 37-26. Savage tries again with a three, but this one's too strong. Battle for that rebound. Zabel and Stafford is going to end up in a dual possession and give it to the Governors. Jacob Mayer back in for Pierre. Landon Cast is back in for Douglas. Jackson Edmond, after a short rest, back in for the team in green, replacing Christian Bush. 32.6 in the half. Pierce led by as many as 15. They're up 11 right now at 37-26. Boy, where would Douglas be without Connor Savage? What a first half he's had. Shot clock off as Mayer crosses the timeline with Savage guarding him. It's spread out as Pierce hopes this is the last possession of the half. Hansen to Mayer again, down to 14 seconds now, and at 12, it is Zabel, down to 10. Keenol's right of the lane, triple team, fouled. You can just see the look on Keenol's face, and yeah, I'm glad to get to the line, but this is getting a little old. Because it's really been four games in a row like this. Aben Stafford with the foul, that's his second. Team foul number 7, but it's two shots here anyway for Keenels. The Governors is 6 of 8 at the line. Lincoln has 12. 7.9 left. The first of two. Rims around and out. No good. Governor Basketball, River 92.7. Brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart, Oahe Federal Credit Union, the Corner Station and the Crossing, and Gators Pizza, Pasta, and Subs. That pasta's good stuff, too. One more for Lincoln. Keenels hit it. 13 for Lincoln. 38-25, 26 for Pierre, 5.3. Right alley, it is Savage to the baseline, hacked with a foul at 1.1. And Savage is really doing a lot for Douglas. He just drew the first foul on Jackson Edmond. That is only, the, believe it or not, the second foul that has been called on the first half for the Governors. You know Brianna Kuzler likes that a lot. But it'll put Savage at the line. He's trying for a 20-point first half. He has 18 now, the first of two at the line. Rimmed out off the front rim, didn't stay down. He has 18 of Douglas 26, and the Patriots are down 12. One more for the senior Savage. Two dribbles after a spin, three dribbles on the way and on the board. 1.1, not a lot the Governors can do. It's into Keenholes for about 50 feet. Well, he hit the glass. But the Governors with a steady first half. Connor Savage keeping Douglas relatively close. We're at the half on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. And the Pure Governors have a 38-27 lead over the Douglas Patriots. Gales Gas Service, hey, you know they've got that budget plan. It'll help keep you warm, especially on days like this, all winter long. Stay tuned for the Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Report. With stats, we'll look at some other scores too and update you on Governor Wrestling. Back in 3 minutes to the Riggs High Gym on the official voice of Pure Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctory, financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pierre.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pierre.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Steady first half for the Pierre Governors, and they have an 11-point lead over the Douglas Patriots at the Ricks High Gym, 38-27. This is the Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Report. I'm David Burrow. Heather Williams is our studio coordinator. Don't forget, watch it, too, at the River 92.7 page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Lincoln Keenholz, as he usually does, leading the way in the first half for the Governors with 13 points. He hit a three. Christian Bush, solid. One outside jumper, but a lot inside, too. He had eight. Christian also with four rebounds. Matthew Hansen with a three early on as he hit five. Just four for Jackson Edmond, although he did hit a three, but Douglas watching him closely. Jacob Mayer with four and Brecken Kruger with two. Douglas, again, where would they be without Connor Savage? 19 of the Patriots, 27 first-half points. Really good shooter, senior from the outside. He had four threes, but nobody else for the Patriots with more than three. Sawyer Burrows and Austin Campbell with three each, and Avon Stafford with two. Here in the first half, shot 45% on 14 of 31, 3 of 7 on 3, 7 of 10 at the line. Douglas, a little better percentage, but 10 fewer shots, 10 of 21 shooting, 6 of 12 on threes, 1 of 2 at the line. Big rebounding advantage, as Pierre would have expected. They do have the size advantage. The rebound advantage, as we have it, is 20-11. Six turnovers for Pierre, nine on Douglas. Again, only two fouls in the first half for the Governors, really a byproduct of Douglas wanting to shoot outside. Only game tonight in AA boys basketball is this one. Don't forget the Governors at home again tomorrow night to take on the Brandon Valley Lynx here at the Riggs High Gym. And that'll be here on River 92.7 again tomorrow evening at 6:30. So let's look at some AA girls action tonight. Top-ranked O'Gorman leading Lincoln at the half, 33-16. Sioux Falls Jefferson leading late in the second at Harrisburg. That score is 29-23. And let's update you on Governor Wrestling. They are in the Brandon with their duel with the Brandon Valley Lynx on the boys' side. Some girls' matches, of course, too. But the Governors have an 11-6 lead as that duel continues. Brian Oakman has that on 1060-103.1 KGFX. Here are the Rakes High Gym, Pierre Governors, who haven't won in a month, trying to stop this four-game losing streak. And halfway through, they're doing fine. They lead the Douglas Patriots 38-27 on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. That's the Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Report. Back with the second half from the Rakes High Gym in 3 minutes on the River 92.7 page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. 2017 and 18 Pierre Governor Girls Soccer are definitely two of Pierre's finest. Both teams won AA state championships, the first two for the program. In 2017, the Governors beat O'Gorman. Then in a ferocious snowstorm in 2018 in Rapid City, the Governors topped Stevens 2-0. 2017 and 18 Governor Girls Soccer, two of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pierre. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pierre.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Oahu Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre and see what the ladies at Oahu Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
After a fast-paced and well-played first half, Pierre Governors and Douglas Patriots ready for the second half of the Riggside Gym. Pierre leading 38-27, led by the 13 of Lincoln Keenels. Connor Savage, 19 of the 27 for Douglas. Pierre, as you look at it, we'll shoot to the basket to your left in this first half. Watch it, of course, the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Playing on back-to-back nights. The Governors wearing their green tonight, their emerald green with white numerals and letters and black trim. I really like this look. Douglas in their white uniforms with blue numerals and red trim. Patriots and Scripty in white with black trim. Teams take the floor for the second half. Starting fives, yes, each way. Connor Savage, Tucker Paris, Sawyer Bros, Wyatt Pettijohn, and Austin Campbell for Douglas. For Pierre, Matthew Hansen, Lincoln Keenels, Jacob Mayer, Jackson Edmond, and Christian Bush. Ready to go with the second half. The second half throw-in brought to you by Comtech. Douglas with the arrow and the ball. The basket to your right. Sawyer Bros for Wyatt Pettijohn. On the right side for Austin Campbell. See how they guard Connor Savage. What a first half he had. Pettijohn in the lane. Little step. Oh, and Edmond got a hand on that. There's a block by Jackson. And down floor come the Governors. It is a pass intended inside, but Campbell broke it up. He was going, Mayer was, for Lincoln Keenholz. And now Edmond gets a hand, his hands on a pass, and each team has a second half turnover. Down low for a left-handed layup by Keenholz that's good. Transition game works for the Governors again. 40-27 here. That's 15 points now for Lincoln Keenholz. Pass nearly too far for Campbell. Good catch on the left wing right in front of the scorer's table. And then he's bumped by Jacob Mayer. There's the first on Jacob. And again, only the third foul that has been called in this game on the Governors. First team foul of the second half. Rose in front of his bench. Dishes it to Austin Campbell. He is guarded by Matthew Hansen. Left wing again for Bros.
up top for Pettijohn on the right wing for the man with a hot hand for Douglas. That's Savage. Threw it away. Oh, off of Campbell. He couldn't make the catch and lost in the backcourt. And Douglas turns it over for the 11th time. Here with it back, up 13, they've led by as many as 15. Shooting well, 47% in this game so far. It has not been at that number during the losing streak. Keenoles for Edmond. Waits for Keenoles to go around him and then hits a 16-footer. Jackson's second field goal, he has six. 15-point lead again for Pierre. 42-27, a minute and a half gone by, third quarter. Glad you're with us on this Thursday night. Campbell left of the lane. Up top, Paris just able to catch the pass. Hands it to Bros. Now for Savage. Right foul line extended. Little fall away. He hit it. He is tough to defend. That was a difficult shot, too, when Savage hit it. He's up to 21. 42-29. Pierre at 6-10 in the third. Hansen up top straight away. Once a three. Knocks it down. Matthew Hansen's second of the game. And Pierre up by 16 now at 45-29. Their longest lead of the night. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. There's Savage again. There he is for Douglas. Mayer all over him. Bring it out front to Sawyer Bros. Savage on the baseline now as Bros keeps handling. He comes to the right, blocks, but the layup didn't fall. Jackson Edmond brings the rebound down for Pierre. Governor C. Douglas come back, taking it to the rim anyway. Keenoles counted with a foul as Lincoln just sliced his way through there and came to the left block. 17 now for Lincoln Keenholz. 47-29 for Pierre. On whom is that foul? Keenholz, it is the third on Sawyer Bros. Keenholz hit the free throw, but it won't count because of a lane violation. So Bros out after committing his third foul and Avon Stafford in. So the free throw doesn't go into the books because of the lane violation, but it is an 18-point lead now for Pierre. 47-29 at 5:35 remaining third quarter. Savage on right wing, up top for Wyatt Pettijohn. Bring it to Avon Stafford on the left side for the Patriots. Campbell, left of the old circle, inside the arc, now left of the lane. Drives. Edmond got a hand on that. Mayer trying to save it. Didn't. It'll stay with Douglas, but back near half court, they're in their own end by about 4 feet as they'll inbound with 15 on the shot clock and 5:20 left in the third as Landon Cass replaces Wyatt Pettijohn for the Douglas Patriots of head coach Travis Miller. In his 11th season as head coach, as they look still for their first win. Wasn't that long ago. This was an 18-win team 4 years ago and a fourth-place team in the state tournament. They've struggled since then. Campbell into the lane. Dropped it for Stafford, left wing outside the arc. There's Savage again. Dropped the ball, but it rolled to Paris. Back to Savage. Left wing three at the shot clock buzzer. This one didn't fall. He knew he had to take that shot. Keenhole's down floor. Ball loose. It still came to Jackson Edmond. Left wing three. Here it comes, and there it goes in for Matthew Hansen. Number three for Matthew. He's up to 11. And the Governor lead is 21 at 50-29 at 4:45 in the third. Hansen's shot looks especially good. Now he gets his hand on the pass, steals it away. 2-on-1. Hansen, oh, he tried to jam it and left it short. Edmond couldn't save the rebound. It'll be out of bounds to Douglas. Boy, Hansen wanted to throw it down, but just didn't get up high enough. Campbell out. And Jesse Hand in. And Hansen and Jacob Mayer are having a laugh about it now. He was all alone, too, and just one more little leap. Here's Hand with a left wing three for Douglas off the back iron. Keenoles with a rebound, and the Governor's in transition at the bucket to your left. Edmond, pass knocked down off. Good play there by Landon Cass to make it in the way of that pass, and Douglas has it back. Savage, here's another three coming. This one's short. That one from fairly long range. I think that was NBA range. Edmond with a rebound for Pierre. Jackson, left lane line, drives and puts it in. A beautiful move. Kind of a half dunk, but Edmond just flew into the lane. Left block, other side. Landon Cast is fouled. Well, what a move by Edmond there. He's up to eight, and it is 52-29 Pierre. But on the other end, Christian Bush with a foul for Pierre. That's his first. And it will bring Landon Cast a couple of free throws. Just the third and fourth for Douglas tonight. They're one for two now. They're two for three as Cast hits the first as Ted Zabel's back. And sports marketing partners helping bring you Governor Basketball on River 92.7 include Pierre Dental Clinic and Stolken Peterson, Lingle, Waltie, and Jones, LLP, along with Iceberg Funeral Home, Capital City Campus, and Delta Dental. One more misses here for Cast, and there's Jackson Edmond with another rebound for Pierce. Having another good rebounding game. He's up top now. Thought about that three. Moved to the left foul line, extended, and drew a little bump on Tucker Paris of Douglas.
Oh, shot whistle on number 13, Tucker Paris.
His second. That's the second team foul on the Patriots. And Kruger in. Take Kaiser in as Jacob Mayer and Matthew Hansen come to the bench. So the five on the floor at the moment for Pierre. Brecken Kruger, Jet Zabel, Lincoln Keenels, Jackson Edmond, and Kate Kaiser. Kruger using a pick from his cousin Keenels. Passes on the left side to Lincoln. Drop step in the lane. Drives, lays it in. Another nice move by Lincoln, who's up to 19. Now a 24-point lead for Pierre. 54-30, 3:22 third quarter. Hand for Douglas in the left corner. Basket to your right. They're in white. Here in green tonight. Cast. Stops left foul line extended. Drag that pivot foot. Turnover on Douglas is their 12th. Sports marketing partners helping bring you Governor Basketball include the Pier Area Chamber of Commerce, Red Rosa Italian Grill, Maher Law Office, Anderson Rumsa Dental, and American Bank and Trust. Left foul line. Extended. Now for Kruger on the left side. And Brecken knocks a three down. Kruger's second bucket off the bench. The sixth made three for Pierre. They're up 27 at 57 to 30. Savage hits one from 17 feet on the right wing for Douglas. And what a night he's having with 23. All Pierre otherwise. 57-32 Governors. 2:42 in the third. Keenels and head coach Brianna Kuzler is going to stop things here with a 30-second Coca-Cola timeout. We'll take back two. 2:39 in the third, Pier 57, Douglas 32, back in 30 seconds on River 92.7.
Top of the morning, TMA, this John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA, this John, may help you.
Shooting, oh boy, I mean, continues to be really good for the Governors. They're up to 55% now. In fact, they're 8 of 9 in this third quarter tonight. Douglas, not too bad, 44%, but Pierre by 25 at 2:37 in the third, 57-32, Govs lead Patriots. Edmond with a bounce, right of the lane to Keenels. Edmond back to Lincoln. Keenholz hands it on the left side for Kruger, guarded by Savage. 14 to shoot for Pierre. Up top, Keenholz again. A screen set by Zabel. 13-footer in the lane. Left short. Edmond follows. Left that short. Third try is good for Jackson. A couple of offensive boards as Edmond put it in on the third try. 59-32, Pierre at 2:07 in the third. Savage, hand on the right wing for Hand. Now for Cast on the weave. To a good reverse layup try from the right block to the middle of the lane. He's fouled by Kate Kaiser up here. That's his second. Governor's third team foul. And Cast will head to the line where he split a couple a little earlier in this quarter. First of two here is around the rim and falls in finally. Christian Bush comes back in for pair for Jackson Edmond. 2:01 in the third. Here 59, Douglas 33. As Sawyer Brose returns to the Douglas lineup, replacing Jesse Hand. Cast will go for his third point, all at the line, with 2:01 in the third. Two dribbles, knee bend, on the way, on the board. He'll come out in favor of Austin Campbell. You're 59, Douglas 34, five on the floor for Pierre at the moment. Brecken Kruger along with Jet Zabel, Lincoln Keenholz, Christian Bush, and Kate Kaiser. Kruger dropped it, picked up by Savage. Tries for another layup. That's 25. goodness me, for Connor Savage. But it's still 59-36 Pierre at 140 in the third. Keenel's right wing on Campbell. Brings it out front to Zabel. Left wing for Kate Kaiser at a minute 33 in the third. Dropped it back to Kruger, right side. It is Zabel lobbing it to Keenels. Backs it out. Skip pass left wing to Kruger at 126. Down to 12 to shoot for the Governors. Zabel up top for Keenels. How'd he keep that dribble? Down to one knee, but only four on the shot clock now. A contested shot. Oh, still nearly. Wow, went in for Zabel. It didn't. Rose with a rebound. That would have been some shot to fall. 105 in the third. Douglas with it back, but they're down 23. Right wing, Avon Stafford, who's re-entered the game for the Patriots. For Savage, left wing for Austin Campbell, down to 17 to shoot. He tries a drive on Keenel. Stays with it, just swatted it out of his hand and took it away. 48 seconds. Going to call that a turnover as Keenel said, no, you're not going anywhere. Lob to push. Right lane line, fouled. Took a good feed there from Kate Kaiser, and Christian will head to the line. 38.9 left. As Matthew Hansen will come in. This foul is on Wyatt Pettijohn of Douglas. His first team foul, number three. No free throws. They let the substitutes in. Tucker Paris among those back into the game. Here's a lob for Bush down low. Turnaround on the lane. He hit it from six. Good setup by Jet Zabel, and Christian Bush is in double figures with 10. 61-36 Pierre at 28 seconds left in the third. Douglas basketball with Campbell on the right wing. The Governors have led all the way in this game. A three is coming here. This is from Cast, and it missed everything, and it's out of bounds. It's a Pierre with 17.1 to go in the third quarter. 61-36 Pierre. The Governors still shooting well at 53%. They've had a great shooting third quarter. They're 10 of 14 as they have really taken control of this game. Hansen is back in there. Right lane line, lost it, but there to pick up is Kaiser. 4 seconds, three. Kruger, 18-footer, a little short, and that rebound gained by no one as the third quarter comes to an end with the Pierre Governors in control, leading the Douglas Patriots 61-36 on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. Get that automatic payment plan. Don't worry about ever having to get that propane shut off. Fourth quarter in 1 minute from the Riggs High Gym here on River 92.7.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Jackie Sire from Kathy Sunshine Properties. I understand that buying and selling property is a big deal. Interest rates are low, and this is a great time to buy. Feel free to contact me or our office for any of your real estate needs. Our team has years of experience. We will be honest, sincere, and we will act with integrity. You can contact me at 280-5505. Jackie Sire of Kathy Sunshine Properties.
Pierre in control, 25-point lead on Douglas as the fourth quarter begins at the Riggs High Gym, and the Governors have the arrow. 61-36 is the Pierre lead. Jackson Edmond inbounds to Jacob Mayer as the final period begins. Pierre, well on their way, it appears, to breaking that four-game losing streak. Hansen in the old circle, right wing to Mayer. A couple good buckets for Jacob in this game. Bounce to Keenels on right wing. Uses the screen, bounces to the man who screened. Edmond screen and roll, and Edmond drives in for a right clock layup. Well, for Edmond, four Governors are in double figures. 63-36, Pierre at 7:33 remain. Savage with a bounce. Left lane line, Paris. Left it short, Christian Bush is in for the rebound for Pierre. Down floor, Edmond into the lane. Rolled it in from 5 feet. Edmond now with 14. 29-point lead for Pierre. 65-36, about a minute gone in the fourth. Pass, intercepted. Edmond took it away. Bounce it to Bush. Right wing Hansen open. Once a three. Bottom. Matthew Hansen has his fourth of the game. And head coach Brianna Kuzler up here wants a timeout. They'll get younger players in as the Governors are cruising. 7:01 left in the fourth. This is a full Coca-Cola timeout. We'll take a minute. Pierce 68, Douglas 36. Back in 1 minute on 10 on the River, 92.7.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gators Pizza Pasta.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Well, that ought to be that for the starting five with Pierre up 32. And you know that Brianna Kluser is happy for that because there's more action tomorrow night with the Brandon Valley Lynx coming here 6:30 on River 92.7 tomorrow night. Douglas with it right of the old circle. Savage with a shot that rimmed out on him. And Ben Heisler at a couple of early rebounds has another carom for Pierre right here. Carson Aharts has come into the game for the Governors. Brecken Kruger, Jet Sable, Kate Kaiser, and Kaiser wants a right wing three. He's good. Cade Kaiser has the eighth made three of the game for the Governors. They're up by 35 at 71-36 with 6:25 remaining. Savage top of the right wing for Landon Cast for a Douglas team that's still trying to put it together. They're going to be 0-7. Bros with a left wing three. Left it short, Carson Aharts with a rebound for Pierre. Governors have played well, shot well. They're at 56% shooting. I mean, a great shooting second half. Here is an Aharts three, but it's off the front rim. Brecken Kruger, however, grabs that rebound for the Governors, then had it knocked out by Douglas. As Jesse Hand comes back in for Douglas. Well, the Patriots, some work to do for this team. And they've got a good Red Cloud team at home on Tuesday night. A strong team. Right corner. Here is Kruger fading away. He hit another three. His second of the game, the Governor's ninth. Their lead is 38, 74 to 36. 5:42 left. The Governors of 9 of 14 on threes. Savage into the lane, drew a foul here. Aharts was there. Kruger was there. It's Brecken that committed the foul as first. 9 of 14 on three-point shooting for the Governors tonight has helped them. They're waltzing in this one. Into Hand. Bring it on the right side to Bros for Douglas. Long, long three by Savage. Missing. He probably feels he can hit from anywhere the way he's shot him tonight. Carson Aharts with a rebound for Pierre, who has youngsters in with a 38-point lead and 5:20 left. Kruger gives it to Jet Sable for a lob inside, but thrown over the rim this time by Kate Kaiser. Good idea. The shot just didn't finish. On the other end, here is a shot left short by Landon Cast. And Kruger has the rebound for Pierre for a left wing three that is on the way by Aharts. He wanted another one. Didn't fall. Savage with a rebound. There, another shot missed. And Kruger grabs another rebound. Aharts, big fella, but not afraid to take those threes. He's in the lane this time, and 10 feet from the bucket draws a foul. Tucker Paris with it. That's his third. What about Governor Wrestling? Ooh, Brandon Valley has taken the lead on the Governors in that duel. 28-14. Brian Oakland has the coverage of that on KGFX. The Governors knew that'd be a tough one. Always is with the Lynx. Inbound to Heisler. Right block put it in from the inbounds pass by Kruger. And the Governor lead is 40.
76-36, 4:27 left. First two for Ben Heisler tonight. And right wing for Bros up top, right of lane. Nice drive. Oh, I think Heisler got a hand on that. He did. And the long rebound to Kaiser, and Kay's into the front court. Nice play there defensively by Ben Heisler. And here is he is losing it out of bounds. But in the absence of Jack Merquan, Heisler has really done the job off the bench. Jayton Andrews comes into the game for first time for Douglas, a 5'11 sophomore. Was talking to Jack a little earlier. Boy, he is so frustrated to not be playing, but that left or right ankle where he has the high sprain, he's still in that boot. I asked him, when do you think he can play? He said, maybe mid-February. If you know Jack, you know it is driving him bonkers not to be able to play. Savage, right baseline drive. He scoops and scores on a nice play past Kaiser. First two of the quarter, and 27 now for Savage. 76-38 here. Ahart's trying a three again. And a battle for that rebound. They call the held dual possession. They do, but it goes to Douglas anyway. Well, Ahart has tried three threes in this fourth quarter and missed them all, but at 6'6", he can shoot them. 3:39 before Pierre breaks that four-game losing streak officially. They're up 76-38. Lob right lane line. Stafford drives, threw it over the rim, however, but the loose ball is picked up by Paris, and he will have free throws as he's fouled. Carson Ehart's with a foul. That's his first. Paris will have a couple of free throws here for Douglas. First makes it. Governor Basketball, River 92.7, brought to you by Reinke Gray Wealth Management, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Overhead Door, Live Ticket, Kruger Contracting, Wagner Auto, and First Dakota National Bank. One more. This one, however, is short, but running down the rebound, his hand keeps it with Douglas with 3:20 left, 76-39 Pier. Savage, a jumper. He hit another one from 17. My goodness, what a night Connor Savage is having. He has 29. Now, more youngsters are going to come in for Pier at the next whistle. Right wing, it is Kaiser. Gives it back to Carson Ahearts. The soccer goalkeeper, too, with that big wingspan. Kruger up top with 2:56 left. Lob in the lane for Jet Sable. Stops right in the lane, lobs it back out front. Left wing now from Kaiser to Kruger. Down to 10 on the shot clock for Pierre and 2:45 remaining. Ahearts uses a screen. Down to 4 to shoot 3. Kruger a left wing 3 at 2 off the front rim and short. And Savage has the rebound for Douglas. They want to run, but Kruger got in the way of the pass. Nice play by Brecken. And he brings it back into the front court. Head coach Brianna Kuzner will call a timeout to get youngsters back into the game. We'll take a Coca-Cola timeout for a minute. 2:28 left. Pier 76. Douglas 41. Back in 1 minute here on River 92.7.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the Truck Bypass in Pierre.
Missed by Pierre. Andrew Divis, the rebound. We'll identify the Governors who are in. They have put youngsters in here now. So have Douglas. An entry pass knocked away. Matthew Coverdale's in the Governor lineup, along with Braden Foster, Josh Switzer. Carson Ahart stays out there. And also on the floor, Spencer Easland. This is the first time I think he's got the chance to play in varsity. Shot missed as Easland picks up the rebound for the Governors. with 1:44 remaining. So good experience for these youngsters. Coverdale had it stripped away from him, loose on the floor, going head over heels as Eastman trying to bring the held ball in, which now his teammate Aharts does. It'll stay with Pier. I mean, Eastman just completely rolled over trying to gain that ball. 17 on Pierce shot clock, 1:35 left. Eastman inbounds to Aharts. Once a three right wing. That one falls. He missed three, but he bombed that one in for the Governor's 10th made three of the game. 79-41 Pier at 1:24. Left wing trying to answer is Motley with a three, but that missed. Jayton Andrews, however, ran the rebound down for Douglas. They have Trey Yellowboy into the game. Jacob Blazier is in there, too. Aharts took it away from Blazier in a two-on-two break. Carson drives. He's fouled by Jayton Andrews. We're down to a minute three left. Hey, don't forget Cowboy Country Stores. We'll bring you our player of the game and our post-game. And Carson Aharts, who just hit that three a moment ago, now has a couple of chances at the line. Governor 7 of 10 tonight. Aharts hit the first. And the Governors have 80. Yes, I said 80. 80 to 41 with a minute three remaining. Easily, easily their season high in points. Second one missed, rebounded by Jayton Andrews. But an offensive show by Pierre tonight. Blazier in the right corner, up top for Yellowboy, 53 seconds left. Left wing, three coming by Divis, didn't fall. And it's Josh Switzer into the stat sheet with a rebound. In some trouble, but he brings it to Aharts in the front court. They got a three-on-one. They bring it down with a Coverdale, but it is stripped by Yellowboy and out of bounds. It'll stay with Pierre. With 37.4 left in 23 on the shot clock. So a lot of rest for the starters. 7 minutes in this fourth quarter. Remember, tomorrow night, Brandon Valley is here. Back-to-back games. Left baseline. The jumper didn't stay down for Eastland. And coming out of there with a rebound is Andrew Divis. His second one. Down floor for a reverse layup that didn't fall for Yellowboy. And now dual possession with rebound to keep it with Douglas. With 23.9 to play. So the Patriots will be 0-7 going into our home game with Red Cloud on Tuesday night in Box Elder. And now stopping is Divis. He is tied up by Braden Foster, and this dual possession gives it to Pierre with 22.1 to play. It's into Spencer Eastland, and Spencer's across the timeline with 15 seconds to go. And they may just dribble these last 10 seconds out. What a performance by Pierre, easily their season high in points. And just like the girls the other night, a month of frustration and the losing streak is going to be over. Put it in the record book, baby. A most convincing way to break that streak as the Pierre Governors rout the Douglas Patriots. Final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard here at the Riggside Gym. The Pierre Governors 80, the Douglas Patriots 41. Pierre now improves to 5-4. Douglas is now 0-7, and no doubt tonight, they won this one for Greg D. Stay tuned for our Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg postgame. We'll look at stats. They're looking mighty good for the Governors, by the way. Our Hermanson Endodontics big play, Cowboy Country Store's player of the game, and we'll visit with head coach Brianna Kuzler. We'll get all that started in 3 minutes on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed
to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get four free oil changes with your four-tire purchase, a $200 value, $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters, only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at Beck-Motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Well, a little bit of time off from playing, four practices to work on things. It obviously did the Pierre Governors a lot of good. They led all the way tonight and ran past the Douglas Patriots 80-41 at the Riggside Gym, a season high point total. This is the Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg postgame show. And we started off with a look at the final scoring. Four Governors were in double figures tonight, led by the 19 points of Lincoln Keene, also a little bit above his average. Matthew Hansen with 14. Boy, Hansen's three-pointer was on. Well, the threes were on generally for the Govs, but Hansen hit four of them tonight. Jackson Edmond with 14 points, close to a double-double by our count with nine rebounds. And Christian Bush, just another solid game. One outside jumper, but a lot of work inside, too. Bush has 10 points and five rebounds. He's a pretty good athlete, of course. Brecken Kruger did well off the bench. Couple of threes, he had 8 points and six rebounds. Kate Kaiser had five. Jacob Mayer had four. Carson Ahart had four late in the game, including after missing three threes, he nailed one. Douglas did have a terrific individual performance from Connor Savage. Connor hit four threes and had 29 of the Patriots' 41 points in this game. Sawyer Bros had three. Austin Campbell had three. Landon Cast also with three. 2 points for Aben Stafford and one for Tucker Paris. And the Governors, what a shooting night they had. By our count, 54%, and get this, 65% in the second half of this game on 17 of 26. They end at 31 of 57 for the game, 54%, and 10 of 17 on three-pointers. You're going to win just about every time shooting that, 8 of 12 at the foul line. Douglas just 35% in this game, and only 5 of 22 in the second half, 6 of 19 on threes, 5 of 8 at the line. Pierre expected to have a rebounding advantage. They had a big one over Douglas by our count, 39-23. 16 turnovers for Douglas, 10 for Pierre. The Governor's not too bad, averaging 15, but really took care of it well tonight. Pierre led all the way, as we say, 21-10 at the end of one, 38-27 at the half. Then a big run in early in the third quarter helped to really pulled the game in their favor, 61-36 Pierre at the end of three, and they held Douglas to five fourth-quarter points and winning by 39
at 80-41. This is the Pier and Gettysburg Family Dental postgame. And more comes your way in 3 minutes from the Riggs High Gym after Pier's 39-point win to break the four-game losing streak. More in 3 minutes here on the official voice of the Pier Governors. River 92.7 and driven by the Office of Highway Safety. This is River 92.7 KGFX FM Pierce. Stop speeding before it stops you. Obey posted speed limits. Now we'll take that break back in 3 minutes.
There's one place to watch Pier Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGov's Live is where you can find Pier Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure it is all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pier Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pier Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Tell everybody what you can do for him.
I am the subprime specialist, so no matter what your credit is, you know, good, bad, got some challenges, have never had a loan, I'm the person to go to. I will try to get you pre-approved before you come into the dealership so you know you're not coming here waiting hours. I can help you get into a vehicle with little to no down.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit GatewayFordToyota.com.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
Pier 80, Douglas 41 in boys basketball action at the Riggs High Gym as the Governors stop their four-game losing streak. And we continue on the Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg postgame with our kudos, including our Hermanson Endodontics big play of the game. And we will go over that when we return in 30 after this from Hermanson Endodontics on River 92.7.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pier.
Well, the big plays, I'm going to say it's the run early on in this game when Pier really took control of the game in the first quarter. The points in large measure came from Lincoln Keenholz. The play really came from everybody, but Keenholz had 12 of his 19 in the first quarter. But that really big run early for Pier really helped the Governors along their big first quarter. That's our Hermanson Endodontics. Big plays
of the game. All right, let's name our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game, and we'll do that after we hear from our friends at Cowboy Country Stores, and we're back in 30 seconds here on River 92.7.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier. Fill up your tank and your stomach. Heading to the campground, hunting the fields, fishing the waters, Cowboy Country Stores are ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious food. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffee, regular and breakfast pizzas, Federal Bird stamps, convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken on Euclid and Harrison in Pier and in Fort Pier.
Well, I've given it 30 seconds of thought, and Connor Savage was unbelievable. He would deserve a T-shirt, too. 29 of the 41 for Douglas. But Pierre had a lot of guys do a lot of good things tonight. But Jackson Edmond, just thinking about it, Keenholz was terrific. Hansen did the job hitting the threes. Edmond, when Pierre really took control of this game, we mentioned the first half run, but that third quarter, Edmond really got it going, held to four in the first half, but Jackson Edmond was really doing the job on both ends, couple of blocks and hitting the outside shot and going inside too. So, let's give it to Jackson Edmond. He is our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game tonight. As Pierre breaks their four-game losing streak, improves to 5-4 with their 80-41 win over Douglas here at the Riggs High Gym. Back at it here tomorrow night with the Brandon Valley Lynx. Still to come on our Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg postgame, we'll visit with Governor's head coach Brianna Kuzler. More for you from the Riggs High Gym in 2 minutes on the official voice of the Pierre Governors, River 92.7.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Lynn's Dakota Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pierre.
Riggs High Gym, after a convincing Pierre Governor victory, their first win in over a month, they really wanted this one. And to take care of that four-game losing streak, and with the big runs in the first and third quarters, they made sure it was not much of an issue as they defeated the Douglas Patriots by a score of 80-41, season high in points for the Governors. And the shooting was just tremendous, again by our count, 54% for Pierre on 31 of 57 and 10 of 17 on threes. As I said earlier, you're just going to win games shooting that well. But we'll talk with Brianna Kuzler here in just a little bit, the Governor's head coach, and I'm sure we'll go over what we went over in the pregame, making sure that the shots were good and taking advantage of the Governor's new one advantages they had over this Douglas team, certainly with the size. But make sure those shots went well. And, you know, Lincoln Keenholz, fighting through a lot. He's been double and triple team lately. He was at times tonight. Really wasn't early on, and it finally happened. But Beanholz with the one of the better games he has had in a while. You remember, he had that 24-point second half, remember, in December in the 31-point game in the victory over Spearfish, which had been the Governor's last win. But it wasn't just Lincoln tonight, as we say, with four and double figures, including Jackson Edmund, our player of the game, with 14, and Matthew Hansen with 14, and Christian Bush coming up with 10 points. That's just a steady player. And Christian Bush, by the way, with a new hairstyle, he doesn't have the mullet anymore. Looks good, though, with that shorter haircut. But, boy, Christian just really did the job inside and outside tonight, too, as a lot of the Governors did. We will visit with head coach Brianna Kuzler, and I was saying before you came up, congratulations, and going back to what we talked about in the pregame, I'd have to say every box got checked. You controlled the game as you wanted. You talked about making sure there were great shots, seemed like there were those, and did the job defensively, transition. Boy, it just all worked.
It did, especially in the second half. You know, I felt like in the first half we maybe got a little bit complacent with things, and I don't want to say resorting back to old habits, but a little bit of that, and not the things that we had really been emphasizing a lot lately in practice. And, you know, emotions were high. Today was a tough day for this entire community, yes, for this team. Keep the Dean family in your thoughts and prayers.
Please.
I was really proud of our effort in the second half. I felt like we put into action what we had talked about all this week and then what we talked about at halftime. And regardless of who you play, yes, they were tired in the second half, but when you execute as well as we did, you're going to wear teams down, and you're going to get, I felt like we really got the extra pass tonight, and we were looking for the next guy, and we were looking for the next best option. Even if we felt like we had a good shot, we passed it one more and we got the great shot. And that striving for perfection, understanding that we're all imperfect, we're never going to, have perfection by any means, but the, you can tell that they're understanding and beginning to recognize what the next action needs to be, and that's really important for us.
Yeah, and I just mentioned Jackson, and that goes to him, by the way, but Jackson really helped make the difference for you in the run that really helped put it away in the third quarter. They've done a pretty good job on him in the first half, but then Jackson was working at both ends of the floor after that.
He was, and, you know, that's really what we talk about a lot, is using our defense to play into our offense, and he's a big presence inside, and at times he loves to block shots, and we all love to block shots, certainly, but I felt like he was a lot more disciplined with his actions tonight, and he still got his good shots. I mean, they play, what we talk a lot about is them playing into our defense and force them to make the errors. We don't have to create anything that's not there. Just by staying disciplined in what we do well in our defense and just playing good team defense, still like tonight, they kind of just threw it into our hands at times. But that big presence inside, Jackson did a phenomenal job. We talked at halftime about getting ball reversals and swinging that ball. You may have some action right now from the top of the key, but they weren't jumping direction very well. So give it up, cut hard, get yourself down low, and that's what he did. And we had a lot of kids that really bought into what we were telling them and what we have been telling them. And that's just because they want it so bad. And we know that, and they're such great kids, and we want it just as bad for them. And we're on the right path right now. We're making good, positive progress, because even the things that went well tonight, if those continue to progress the way that they are, we're not perfect by any means right now, and we're continuing to improve, but we still have a long ways to go, and that's an okay thing right now. We don't want to be peaking, yeah, January 20th, mm-hmm, by any means, but that continuous positive progress is something that we have to strive for every single day.
Another guy that really I was impressed with, when Matthew Hansen can get his shot going like that, like he did tonight, and sometimes it happens, sometimes it hasn't this year. Boy, it did for Matthew tonight, and he was on.
Yeah, and this is his second game in a row. It's good to see him. He's shooting the ball with a lot of confidence right now, and we have a lot of kids that are shooting with confidence. But he's also doing a lot of really good things on the defensive end too. And his length has really allowed us to be able to become really versatile with our defenses that we're throwing at teams. And we've been working on different things that we can toss their way. And he's along with all of his abilities on the floor, he's been a really good, positive senior leader that we needed. We really lean on him for a lot, and he's risen to every occasion that we put him in.
Lincoln, again, you've talked about this with Brian a lot. He knows he's going to see it. Didn't see it so much early in the game, the double and triple teams, but even as that happened tonight, he kept fighting through it, and that was, I thought, a very good steady game by Lincoln tonight.
Lincoln, yep, he's going to be that steady guy for us, and he's really bought into the idea that he doesn't have to do it alone. He draws so much attention to him. Now, I don't want that to come off wrong at all, because there's a reason that he draws the attention that he does. And if teams would just let him go, then we wouldn't have very many close games, because he is a phenomenal player. But what he also is phenomenal at is passing and finding open guys and getting a lot of people engaged. And his overall athleticism is huge for us as a team. I felt like everything, everybody came together tonight, and it was really good team defense and offense.
And you have 31 made field goals. I'm just guessing. I can't keep track of that. You know, you have the stats people to do that. You had to have had over 20 assists, I would think.
And that hasn't happened for us for a little while. And that's something that we have really emphasized. And it's easy to say it. It's not always easy to do it. But that tells you the type of kids that we have right now, and the type of commitment that they're committed to one another. They're committed to this program, and we're on the right path.
Brian, we'll visit with you more a little bit about it tomorrow night, but probably a very different kind of game tomorrow night with Brandon Valley than you had tonight.
It will be. You know, they'll be athletic, certainly. They'll be disciplined. Got some, I would say, more of a presence inside. We won't have our way like we did tonight, a little bit around the rim at times. But tomorrow, it'll be important for us to make touches hard. Really dictate where they're catching the basketball, not making anything easy, and then helping our guys inside as well, from the perimeter, without allowing their guards to get going and get hot. We saw in the first half tonight what happens when they do get hot, and we don't want that to be happening tomorrow night by any means. So continuing to really emphasize that defensive end, being able to toss some different things at them again, like we talked about, and continuing to build where we're at.
But the defense worked, the shooting worked. Boy, it all worked for the Governors tonight in this convincing win over the Douglas Patriots. Great to get to see your team play in person for the first time. We'll do it again down the line. Congratulations, and we will see you as the season goes on. Thanks for coming out.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. It is a head coach, Brianna Kuzler, as her peer Governors take this victory tonight over the Douglas Patriots by a score of 80-41 at the Riggside Gym. Couple more things to sell you, then we'll look at a limited scoreboard tonight and update you on Governor Wrestling 2 before we say so long on our Family Dental Appear in Gettysburg postgame. Pier 80, Douglas 41 as the Governors improved to 5-4. Back after one more two-minute break on the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball, River 92.7.
This Governor Sports Moment is being brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier. The Pier Governor Wrestling Team won four consecutive state Class A wrestling titles from 2015 to 2018, and they were led by Will Turman, who became the first Governor wrestler in the history of the sport in Pier to win four state individual championships. He was named the NWCA Wrestler of the Year in 2017 and the Class A Wrestler of the Year in 2018. Will Turman, one of Pier's finest. This Governor Sports Moment has been brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first?
Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app, that's UNTAPPD app, and learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
Rickside Gym emptying out after a convincing win for the Pierre Governors 80-41 over the Douglas Patriots tonight as they break that four-game losing streak and improve to 5 wins and 4 losses. Again, this was the only AA boys game tonight, so let's look at the girls' AA scoreboard. O'Gorman keeps rolling, winning at home over Sioux Falls Lincoln 63-40 in girls' action. Sioux Falls Roosevelt gets by Yankton 47-44. Be interested to see that Gazelle team when the Governors play them next month. They are better. And Sioux Falls Jefferson in girls play wins at Harrisburg 61-52. The Governor girls tomorrow night will be in Brandon to take on a very good Brandon Valley Lynx team. That's on 1060 103.1 KGFX at 6:30 tomorrow evening. Wrestling, nah, didn't go well for the Pierre Governors tonight as the Brandon Valley Lynx came back to win the boys' duel in Brandon 39-20 was that final. The Governors knew they might have it tough against a good Lynx team, but Brandon Valley wins it. And now they'll be set for the East-West duels that go on all day on Saturday here at the Riggs High Gym. The Governors have four consecutive duels with Sturgis and Spearfish and Rapid City Stevens and Rapid City Central. And coverage of that right here on River 92.7 will happen on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. But before that, of course, the Governor boys with the second of those back-to-back games, of course, that's happening because of the East-West duels. Brandon Valley Lynx just 2-4 this season, not the best start. They are coming off a win over this Douglas team at home last Saturday. And, of course, as we said, Brian will have more with head coach Brianna Kuzler about them tomorrow night. And that action here on River 92.7 at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and of course see it again at the River 92.7 page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. A fun night. Once again, I know one guy that really would have enjoyed it, and that's Greg Dean, and we miss him already, and head coach Brianna Kuzler was right. Please keep Jill and all the rest of the Dean family in your prayers. This has been tough to take that news today from someone that we all liked and who loved the Governors. Thanks to people who helped make it happen tonight, including our studio coordinator, Heather Williams, to the good folks at Live Ticket for taking care of the video tonight. And before we leave you, we should remind you that the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety gives you this reminder: think twice. Slow down in case of ice. I'm David Burrell. The losing streak is over for the Pierre Governors as they run past the Douglas Patriots. 4 in double figures, led by the 19 of Keenels. The final score one more time on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard as they win one for Greg. Pierre 80, Douglas 41. Thank you for joining us, and good night from Riggs High School in Pierre.
Pierre Governor Basketball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket,
Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pier Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.